What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of the Nothing But Greatness podcast. Today, well, damn.
Bro, you ain't wasting no time, dog.
Wasting no time. Yeah, man, I ain't even introduced you. I'm your host, Neptune Jones. Today, I'm joined by DJ.
What's up, y'all?
D-Nail.
Yo, what's up?
And Wade Dollar Sign.
Hey, yo, this is it. Tune. What's up, world? Dang. It ain't let it breathe.
Hey, we got stuff to do, man. Look, I'm trying to get y'all in and out,
dude. All right. Hey, first topic.
Jesus. Look, fuck how y'all feeling.
Before we do that.
Ain't about the first topic. Save it.
Facts. Not the king of the hill.
Shout out to Strickland Propane.
Let's go.
My God. Look.
Hey, anybody need any propane or propane accessories? Hit up my boy D Wade.
Oh yeah.
What's your pitch, man?
He got the best thing.
Taste the meat, not the heat. No Diddy.
No Diddy. Diddy.
That's a bomb, right? Now. Man.
you gotta have no Diddy on the internet.
That's Diddy. Facts.
Taste the meat, not the heat. Come on now.
Speaking of heat, man, your boy J. Cole has replied. Came out with we're going to call it an EP, right? Not an album.
Yeah.
That's a mixtape.
We'll say it's a mixtape, even though nobody uses mixtape terminology anymore.
That's facts. Yeah, that's facts.
Definitely a mixtape, bro.
How y'all feeling about the response?
I think it furthers my point that this is not a real beef.
Yeah.
Hold on, niggas not dying.
That like nobody anybody personally. They're not attacking anybody they're attacking each other's careers.
Yeah. And Rhymes is trash, mine's is dope as fuck.
Right, like so like in a sense like that, like I think people gotta understand, like, this ain't a pick size situation in a sense. This is these niggas doing this for hip hop. So, yeah. I mean, I felt like it was good. He was spitting some real shit. He was getting that Kendrick tag.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to see what Kendrick got to say. Now they said that Drake is going to be in the studio here coming soon. So we're supposed to get a response from Drake as well. So
I don't want to hear nothing from Drake.
Yeah. I'm here for strictly just Cole and Kendrick. That's it.
It's the big two now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He said, nah, what about me?
Fuck that Canadian nigga. This is some American shit.
I was about to say, I felt like the EP was pretty good. You know, it's a lot of people hating on it, but you know. I felt, what was that line he said? Your first one, dang.
Your first one was classic. Second one was Born.
Yeah.
Third one was Your Prom. Fourth one was Tragic. Something like that.
Put your people to sleep.
I think he was hating because the fourth one was phenomenal.
What was the fourth one?
His last
one. The Big Steppers?
Yeah.
But people were talking about it because he was just like, drop one verse in 10 months or something like that.
Yeah, only recently talking about it because it's controversial or something.
And if you really think about it, Kendrick dropped what? 4 and 12? No, yeah, 4 and 12 years.
Yeah, because Good Kid came out in 2012, October 2012.
Cole was sitting at like 4 or 5 in 10 years, so they're really about the same.
Yeah, and then Cole dropped in what, 11, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sideline Story was 2011.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they shits is lining up, but I really feel like this will bring this will bring the energy back out of both of them, because I mean, Cole dropped All Season, Kendrick dropped Big Steppers, but like they both were kind of dormant for a minute. But I mean, And people not used to that in music no more because motherfuckers be dropping so constantly. And I was talking to Ann about it. I said, I think that's a little bit of an issue with music is that people don't make like their own beats or anything anymore. They just let me get a huge sample of this one, add a little bit to it, and that's a whole new beat, right? When people just feeling like they need to drop consistently to stay relevant. But nah, bro, real music gonna take time. You gonna make sure that what you drop is gonna have replay value. It's gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel like the real ones ain't been dropping like that. I think the problem with hip hop is it's too many random niggas dropping every day. That's the problem. It's the random nigga because, like, I don't know Boss Man D-Lo, but I bump that shit. I play that shit. I ain't never scraped the pot. I play that shit.
But that kind of go back to what Cole was talking about before, just like artists now make songs that's hot for the moment, but a year or two later, you're not really playing their music. You know what I'm saying?
But them niggas ain't got no reason to talk to Cole. They can't talk to Cole. They're not trying to talk to Cole.
It's just about the longevity of the music.
Yeah,
it's trying to do, and this is the same thing that M did on Kamikaze. He trying to light a fire on the motherfuckers. Like if you hear us talking about the state of the game, and you're a part of that game, like put some shit out, put some fire shit out. Like make us shut up, make the old niggas shut up, give us a reason to not do this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Like.
That makes sense.
I do hope everybody that came out in that 2009, that 2008, 2011 era, that little time period, I hope all of them get mad and make a response. Big Sean, Wale. Yeah,
man, hold on. Look, I knew you was going to say
YG.
They doing Big Sean dirty. Big Sean can't get no respect from nobody. And Big Sean can rap. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Big Sean is underrated, for real, for real.
Look, think about it. Big Sean dropped first single from his new album that's getting ready to come out. And then Kendrick and them posted that Light That song. And you know what I'm saying? That took up his spotlight. Then, when did Cole drop this Might Delete Later? Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
Big Sean had just dropped a book, too. And the same day
did y'all hear Big Sean's freestyle?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That was the day of the it was like his freestyle and then
it was a different one that was kind of like some people say it was a response.
It was definitely a response because he was just like people worried about the big three and he was just talking about he just doing himself and all that. So, but I feel like Big Sean definitely deserves some more respect than the whole, you know, Big Three. He's from the same class.
Yeah, he in that era.
Not technically.
He in the era.
He ain't the class, but he the era. Because Kendrick came out late too.
Yeah, it's like Drake, Cole, that was Kendrick. Back when it was like the blog era, so he had to download mixtapes from like that Piff and shout out to Get Right Music, Hip Hop Game, Two Dope Boys, all them
live mixtapes.
Live mixtape. Man, what a time!
What a time to be alive!
What a time, bro!
But I really hope all them niggas get mad. I hope somebody come out with a Mac Miller feature we ain't never heard before. Just talking shit.
Hey, what y'all tell me last episode? You got your hopes too high. You need to come back to reality, brothers.
You're probably right.
Cole gave his 7-minute warning. Who do you think took the first round?
3 minutes, by the way.
Oh, well, dang. I was just going
My boy Daniel in one of my classes, he was like, it's called 7-minute drill, but it's only 3 minutes. He don't know math.
Hey, that's like, that's like shit we used to do as kids, bro. We would point out
something. Yeah, I was like, you talking about Cole? Yeah. He don't know how to do math. Where's the other 3 minutes?
That sound like, a, like that's a mad customer right there.
I said, you right.
He was promised 7 minutes. Cole just gave him right. Exchange.
You think Drake got the other 3 minutes?
Nah. And the reason I'm gonna say no is just because Drake still got Future to worry about. Because they just said that him and Metro Boomin got another album they're getting ready to drop.
We still don't trust you.
That actually that came out Friday too.
Did it?
I feel like it did.
We Don't on, Trust You One came out like 2 weeks ago, right? Or 1 week ago?
Yeah, I think it came out next week or something like that. We still don't trust you.
Yeah, it ain't out yet.
Okay.
But yeah, they talking about they getting ready to drop a whole another album.
Yeah, we still don't trust you. Yeah.
Brother got to worry about that. Let Kendrick and Cole have they beef. Drake focus on Future. Straight like that.
Yeah. So is it fair to call it beef, or should we just call it competitive nature?
Yeah, we can say friendly competition, competitive nature.
Yeah.
Y'all see what
Future and Drake was messing with the same girl though, right?
That's what they saying. That's what it's over.
That was Metro Boomin. Supposedly.
They were Future and Drake, supposedly.
Okay. So they got beef. Kendrick and Cole got friendly competition.
Apparently Drake been throwing shots at Future for a very long time.
Yeah. Especially for all the dogs. Just people, the way people took What Would Pluto Do and all that, because it's literally a song about it. It's like that's where this kind of starts. When you listen to it, you think he's just like, oh yeah, what would my homie do? But then in reality, when you actually start paying attention, it's more like a diss. So yeah.
It's like what my homie did.
Yeah.
I did see somebody say they were just like, they better not hear a Drake response and it sound like some shit Cole would say.
Aha.
So they better. Yeah,
Quentin Cole.
Yeah, I was about to say somebody get Quentin Miller on the phone. Yeah. Where you at?
But yeah, man. So what's y'all favorite mixtape from 08 to 2012? Just off the top of your head.
Mine is More About Nothing, Wale.
The ceilings go.
No ceilings. More About Nothing.
Huh?
You said no ceilings?
You said DJ? No ceilings.
Yeah.
You said that came out 2008 to 2012?
Between it's
No ceilings was like 09, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
No ceilings 2 came out like 2014, 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mine's still More About Nothing, Wale.
Yeah, I'm going to warm up, J. Cole.
You like to warm up better than Friday Night Lights?
On a emotional connection, I do.
Okay. All right.
But Friday Night Lights is a better tape, but the warm up was like my introduction to Cole.
I feel that.
So, but yeah, both of them. Yeah.
I feel that.
You said 2008 to 2012.
High school.
Yeah.
Literally.
Then you got Cushion OJ. That was good.
Oh, Cushion OJ was good.
Is it crazy? I like Star Power more than I like Cushion OJ. As a grown man,
I have to go back to Star Power.
Star Power on Apple Music now. You can stream it now, but I was just listening to it on the way here.
I've been trying to get better with doing mixtapes.
I say it had to be like the little Soul Tape series from Fabulous.
This nigga's a real hip hop head.
Soul Tape 3 didn't come out because if Soul Tape was out that time, it definitely said Soul Tape 3. But Soul Tape 3 didn't come out till college.
Yeah, I think one was like.
I remember. I was
Soul Tape 3 was 2013.
I remember Zay, I remember we were riding to the flea market and Winston Salem, and that Joe was playing in the car. Your dad was like, "Who this?" I said, "It's that fat. It's that fat right here."
I'm about to say, yeah, because then after like Soul Tapes, Soul Tapes, it was Summertime Shootout. That was definitely college.
Bro, yeah. What was your high school mixtape, my nigga?
Hey,
I said the Soul Tape, dog. What you talking about?
We just said that wasn't high school.
No.
Yes, it was.
It was after. He had two more before that, you know?
So Soul Tape 1 was what, 2011?
That is another underrated rapper.
Come on now.
This is a fact.
What about the Fabulous mixtapes where he was, it's like a murder or something?
There is no competition.
Yeah.
I got you, dog. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna get off your case. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Brother Adam Light on DeAndre Homeboy. He said 7 minutes. It was 3. I know my years, dog. I got the math. We good over here.
My fault.
He called it a 7-minute drill, and it was only 3 minutes.
Yo, real talk.
Little tangent. Make sure we get back on topic after this, okay?
All
right. So I was in a strip club, right?
Oh.
This is like 2 years ago, maybe 3. I'm in there, and like I got the room where you can like pick your own music, right? They got the YouTube on the TV.
Oh,
she's like, "What song you want to hear?" And I was like, "I don't know." And then I thought about it. I said, "High school, darn it, would have wanted to hear the trip downtown from Wale, right?" But the stripper was younger than me, so she didn't know the song, right? So I'm living out my high school fantasy, and it just wasn't right.
Hey, so
she literally ruined a wet dream. You feel me? Like
maybe that's the song you should have played.
No, I did play it. I played the trip downtown, but it just the vibe wasn't right. It was the wrong time for the song. It was the wrong time. Wrong time.
You needed a seasoned vet for that.
Yeah, hey, I did.
Wait, they're trying to make a music video.
Down. Oh, man.
You should have played the one song that would always ruin a pair of them damn gummies, them headphones.
Oh, man.
That's right. I'm scared by Big Sean. That shit used to ruin gummies every single fucking time.
And I think I'm too silly in that moment. So, like, I'll play, like, some rock music. Be like, yeah, like, play Avenged Sevenfold real quick. Let's see, like, how you dance to this.
Oh, she kicking you out.
No, but if it's a white girl, you might, you know. Because if white strip clubs, they come out on the stage to that WWE music.
If I hear a motherfucker coming out to Undertaker, I'll leave it.
They're talking about some, it's not my time, that type of shit.
Yo. Coming out, the best stripper in the club coming out, the John Cena.
Yeah, that's the
I'm not going.
Yeah, I like that environment.
hey, Zay, if I hear the Hardy Boys music, Shawty better jump off the stage. That's all I'm saying.
Hey.
She better jump off the stage.
Look, the Hardy Boys or the Dudley Boys.
I need you off the stage. Look, nah, fuck that. The Dudley Boys. She jumped off stage onto a table, straight like that.
The Mexican girl come out to the Viva La Raza.
Oh my goodness!
I'm throwing it.
I ain't gonna lie, that might be a strip club. We really have to hit up if they come out to that.
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
Shout out Treasures in Greensboro.
That's crazy.
We're gonna have to start a segment of details of experiences.
Yeah.
I can,
Bro, we need a gospel strip club, but go to the next topic.
Bro, all right.
God's got a blessing. What's your name on it? Come on now.
What's your name on it?
Ain't no. Mm-mm.
Get us away from this, Zay. Only you can save us. Get us away. What's the next topic, Zay?
So the eclipse was today.
Hey, we dancing the cooling water, bro.
So the eclipse was today. We're still here, but this topic that y'all was just on, I don't think we should be.
King.
I ain't even got nothing. They have just completely thrown my thought process off. Did anybody look outside for the eclipse?
But it's tomorrow, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on Monday.
They told us ahead of time, G.
See, y'all done threw my whole thought, man.
You know what? Where are we at, bro?
I ain't fucking with the eclipse.
All you want to think about is gospel booty. Yeah, come on. What's the next one, bro?
This is literally the eclipse.
Yolanda, never mind. All right, forget it.
Bro, taxes.
Don't you hate it when you see a fine woman in church and then a big woman eclipses? What she was looking at. That's crazy. I hate it.
We about to get to these last motherfucking statements. That's what we about to get to.
Bro, we are so close to just closing statements, dog. I promise you, this will be a 20-minute episode, dog. All I'm going to say about the eclipse before we go to the last topic is, if I get my superpowers, I'm going full-fledged villain. That's it.
I can't see that there was a question about that. Like, what would you do if you got powers after the eclipse? Like, would you be a villain? Or I heard one of my homegirls say anti-hero.
Yeah, I'd be an anti-hero. That'd be me.
Yeah, I'm robbing a bank.
Yeah, the villain is fun, man. I was actually just talking about that.
I think I would be more so of an anti-hero than the villain. Like, I ain't fucking with nobody. But this don't come over here. Like on some Deadpool type shit. And Deadpool's not a hero nor a villain. He's anti-hero.
It depends on which Deadpool you're talking about, because Deadpool be on some BS too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you gotta think about it. Deadpool done killed the whole Marvel universe before. No mercy. Yeah. So I mean.
Yeah, if they'd have left him alone, he'd have been fine.
But if you could get a superpower from the eclipse, what would it be?
I'm trying to be a firebender. An avatar.
Shoot.
What a waste. Next.
Dude, just let me teleport. I'm good.
I was thinking teleportation. Damn you, D-Wade.
Hey, shit, man. Hey, we can teleport together, bro.
Teleport together. Hey.
Oh,
but if I unlock my lightning ability, it won't be a waste, Xavier.
That's true. Yeah. So we got firebending, teleportation. What you got, DJ?
Thank you.
You teleporting too.
I got to think of another one. Go ahead, Seth. Yeah, I know your ass been thinking about this. What you got?
I'd probably be like a Saiyan or something, you know, or, you know, a jujutsu sorcerer, you know.
What?
See, you ain't
anime
in that
shit.
Yeah.
Now go. Now say jujutsu again. You said jujutsu.
Jujutsu sorcerer. Yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? On some demon timing, like. Yeah.
I would say telekinesis.
Telekinesis. That's facts. I mean, I'm here for it. I feel like my power would, you know, be more useful than all y'all's, because the power I get from that anime, you know, I can have all y'all powers. You know, I can copy y'all techniques and all that. Whatever.
We don't know how that works. You cheating, dog.
But look, Hey, look, I'm like Cartman character from damn the Mortal Kombat episode. I have all the powers.
Basically.
My power is I have all the powers. How about that?
Hey, and then you know, with Jujutsu Kaisen in the show, you know, they all about jumping people. So, you know, if we did have to fight somebody together, you know, it's no fair one-on-ones either. Power of jumping.
Oh no, man. Let me get the Sharingan then. Let me get the Sharingan.
Which level? Because
let me get Sasuke's Rinnegan.
I can respect the Rinnegan, but if you're talking about Sharingan, you got to kill one of your homies to get the full power. So,
hey, man. Oh. I got extra friends. Nobody black is going to die, so I can get.
Strong. I don't believe. Look, you know it's messed up when you get a phone call. Hey, y'all trying to hang out today?
Oh yeah, it's a whole setup.
I'm trying. No, nobody black is going to die, so I can get stronger.
Hey, look. Hey, meet me. Hey, meet me by the Soul Stone, bro.
It's a whole setup.
That's crazy.
Today's my treat. I got the food and the games. What's up? This ain't like
don't trust it.
Yeah, you're like, hey, we gotta go to the strip club afterwards. Nah, but it's a setup.
This is definitely AI.
automated call.
Me, DJ, and DeAndre done started a secret group chat. Hey, man, y'all get that?
Yeah.
Y'all going out there?
Yeah, don't go.
Nobody will die this black.
I hear you.
All right.
But
this is recorded, right?
Right.
I'm telling you.
All right, bet.
I'm telling you. This is not hate speech. I'm just saying I got to build the community. I'm going to get my powers. I'll build the community.
Just remember, you go blind eventually.
That's I'm going to do what?
You go blind eventually with that power. Just remember that.
No, I'm going eternal. I'm going all the way to the top.
All right.
I'm taking a nigga eyes out. I mean, a white person's eyes.
Wade face.
Because he don't watch the cartoon.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Basically, when you have that power.
We hear Wade.
Look, I'll explain it real quick before we go to the last part. Basically, when you have that power, it's so strong and uses your eyes so much, it strains it. So when you need a new pair of eyes because you go blind, you have to find someone else with the same eye power as you and take their eyes. That's it.
Well, actually, you got to take a relative's eyes. So, yeah, I got brothers. I got hella brothers.
Next topic, bro.
I wouldn't last take topic. My sister eyes.
Last topic.
Not my sister. Hella brothers.
Right. I know which brother's eyes I would take.
You see? And he expects us to trust him to hang out if he got to kill somebody to get his powers.
I'm talking about a genetic brother. Y'all not, we not, you know, my mama kids.
If you take your brother's eyes, what does that say for us?
You ain't got to worry. I'm good. I'm golden. I'm goated. I'm good.
Okay. Just a friendly reminder, everybody, you have until the 15th to file your taxes or you will, you know, have the government on your ass. How can you tell when somebody has got their tax refund?
I work in retail. I can always tell.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah,
you're coming there with the latest product, man. And let me get another one. You need another one for
it. Here go another. Here go another one for you.
It's a backup.
They tricking, boy. They tricking.
Nah, man. You know, in the neighborhood, somebody always get a new car.
Yeah, that's a fact.
They get told somebody. 3 months later.
And I don't say it'd be gone by July.
Hey, look, the mall be much more packed than normal, just like when the college kids get their refunds.
Right. Yeah.
I will say that this year was not the best year for tax refunds for me.
Oh, you're making too much money. You got to have one of them babies.
I no.
Man.
Don't know.
You got to balance it out.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I'm good on that.
Hey, look.
I'm just saying.
Hey, so our tax return, like, shit.
I bet yours was better. Yours was better than mine.
Did you owe anything?
No, I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Bro,
you're
I
probably
got
about the same.
I got a dollar.
From state or federal?
Federal.
How much you get from the state?
30.
Dang.
I had to pay to file my state.
That's crazy.
You did HR Block.
No, I did Free Tax USA.
Oh, good.
I went with the government to make sure that I really didn't have to pay anything. So you know, if I went with TurboTax, it was gonna be like $50 to file.
Yeah.
So niggas won't know when you filed yours, Xavier.
No, not at all.
They won't know.
Yeah.
These niggas won't have a clue. Like, taxes came back. Gas tank full. That's it.
I'm not getting anything. I mean,
$31. That's a tank of gas.
I had to pay to file the state.
Oh, so you in the red. You in the negative.
Yeah, but brother, I'm getting like $5 in all.
Like I said, that's better than Owen.
Yeah, it is better than
Owen.
Yeah,
you are correct.
Yeah. If I see one of y'all shining, I'm going to definitely hold my hand out for a 10 or a 20.
You better stop making them silly bets. Bro, a nigga at work, he said, bro, this parlay hit, I'm going to be good. I said, I looked at it. The Hawks was supposed to beat Denver.
Oh shit!
See, you're never gonna win.
See, I thought he was talking about me for a second because we literally just talked about
it's
that.
A coworker. I actually like this guy too. He's a good friend of mine. Yeah, I was like, oh, you gonna keep on losing?
Nah, I was gonna be up one day, bro. I promise you, dog. I was gonna bet on the Hawks versus the Celtics. Y'all was just like, the Celtics got to get their revenge.
No, nigga, no, no. The Hawks shouldn't beat nobody.
They beat them. The Hawks. Oh. They beat them that night.
The safest bet would have been Trae Young getting, you know.
Yeah, like 30 points or something.
No, yeah, man, 30 listen. Points, 8 assists, something you're like not, you're that. You're not hearing that. That would have been the safest, riskiest bet.
My instincts were saying go with the Hawks. The Hawks had just beat them 2 days prior. And then it was like one of the first bets I was placing. I was like, I want to go with the Hawks. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, if they won once, they can do it again. Everybody was just like, they got to get their get back. The Celtics going to win, dog. It's guaranteed. Went with the Celtics. They lost. I just closed my phone. And if I would have bet on the Hawks, the stuff that I was going to place with, you know, the little $10 bet, I was going to be up 900.
Everything else went through?
Everything else.
Yeah, I feel your pain now. I really feel you now.
It might have been more than 900. Because I had wrote down what I was going to put and then how much it was going to be. I lost that on 2,000.
Yeah, even if it was $80, $75, I still feel because that's crazy.
Yeah. crazy. Yeah.
I haven't heard ever since.
Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Man. When they calling for you, listen to your heart.
Right. I told y'all about my parlay stuff last week. When I put the progressive parlay in, went to sleep, woke up, had that notification that you won your parlay. Said, I'll bet. I done won. Checked the app. You won your $2 back. Okay. I didn't lose nothing. Did it again. Say, you know what? $2 again. I hit them all. I get $1,000. Went to sleep, woke up. You won your parlay. Bet. I at least won $5. Check it. You won your $2 again.
Damn.
Said shoot, third time's a charm. I'll do it again. Same thing. You lost. Damn.
You didn't get your $2 back.
Oh no, third time, you lost.
Man. Everybody just stick to five and under bets. Progressive.
Oh yeah. That's all. Yeah.
At least you got a chance to win your money back.
Yeah. And don't use
for all the listeners. If you got that promo money, spend it.
Yes, that's what
I'm saying. You got that promo money, you spend it.
It's free money.
Yeah, man. Right.
I'm saving the FanDuel. Look, I'm saving the FanDuel sign up for when I really want to start placing bets.
That's no, you got to do it now because they're doing the North Carolina promotions.
Yeah.
You got to do it sooner than later.
Hey, bro. You didn't sign up yet. You should let me see you that promo code, big dog, that we would get both get extra money.
Yeah, that joint going to expire on you, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, get it while it's hot.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it, but we know we got people got places to be. Closing statements.
I feel like we had another topic
that we didn't.
Right.
y'all donate to our betting habits.
Yeah.
Buy a t-shirt. I mean a hat.
Buy a hat, t-shirt. Hit us up, man. No matter who you hit up in the. In the podcast, we got you. We got you.
Yeah, hit me up. Don't trust the rest of these gambling addicts.
Whoa.
I'll make sure the money goes to the proper place.
That's crazy. That's
donations.
That's crazy.
With his fingers crossed, donations. With his fingers
crossed. I'll start first with the closing statement. So, you know, I let the world know that we are doing that third annual back drive. We have so far raised $26. We have until the middle of August, people. Again, $ greatness for all. Again, $ greatness for all.
This ain't fellas. Going to no snacks, no Takis, nothing. It's going to the kids.
Going straight to the kids.
Hey, I got a conspiracy theory about Takis. We can explain it later, but I feel like Takis are the reason kids crazy as hell now. Cause this is the Takis crew. That's the kids now.
I believe it. Cause my youngest brother, if he gets some money, he about to go buy some Takis.
Yeah. I think they got like kid cracking or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the
When I was in high school, I was paying $5 a bag for the Takis.
Oh, so you crazy as hell too?
Nah, but I was buying it from this Mexican girl because I didn't want to go into the Mexican store. So she was taxing me. And I just, you know, I paid the cost to be the boss.
You were going, who said you had to go to the Mexican store to get them?
It's 2010. This is 2011.
Yeah, that's where they was at back then. I ain't getting them.
Yeah.
I only tried them once and I didn't like them. So they were disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, the blue con is good.
I like the green bag. The fajita.
I'll be stealing the blue ones all the time. Y'all don't need these. Y'all crazy enough. Give me something. Thank you.
Wow.
You
steal them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
From who?
The kids. Yeah, they got a bag. Hey, give me some. Thank you.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Y'all crazy enough.
I don't think that's stealing, though. I feel like they owe you that.
Yeah. Hey, those my taxes.
He got a Wade. Right, he got the Wade tax going on.
Hey, Wade,
in my classroom, I get a handful.
They owe you that.
Literally, come on, man. Yeah. And this girl, she eat grapes every day. I get one every day. Those like the best grapes in the world. Says she get them from Walmart.
She put the candy coating on them?
No, it's just some regular green seedless grapes.
Oh, shit. From Walmart? My little sister
is great. That's what I said. I was like, where do you get these from?
You must stay in a good neighborhood.
At Walmart.
They might be the cotton. They might be the cotton candy grapes.
Listen, my brother, I've been to plenty of Walmarts and it has deterred me away. The last time I went to Walmart was a couple years ago for fruit. And when I was walking around, it was gnats everywhere on every piece of fruit. I said, I'm good.
Exactly. Yeah.
You try to grab an apple and a gnat hit you in the face. Come on now. I'm good on that.
Y'all ain't got no air conditioning in the local Walmart.
Either way.
Columbia.
Probably not.
Oh my God. All right.
You got anything, y'all, DJ?
I'm gonna say y'all boys got a roll, so.
I didn't set my piece already.
No. This was a great quick episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Next episode, we're gonna have the Taki theory. You know, we're gonna, I think we're out. We're pretty good. We're out.